Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, how do you start an exercise program if you've never done one before? What do you do to actually get going? Do you just start marching around your house? Well, yeah, maybe that's part of it. My guest is one of our very favorite guests here on Train Your Body, Neil Pyre. He's a nationally noted expert on fitness and personal training, and he's the president of Inspire Training Systems. Welcome to the show, Neil. Let's talk about starting an exercise program. What is the first step? Do you set goals? Do you write stuff down? Or do you just jump into the fray and get going?
This is one of my favorite topics, Melanie, and the reason being that everybody thinks when they're going to start an exercise program, they're thinking, okay, you know, I'm looking at, I'm in the exercise studio and I'm jumping and I'm kicking and I'm doing the step and I'm doing Zumba and I'm doing all these crazy things. And for most of us, especially those that are inexperienced, they're inactive, they're couch potatoes, if you will, you know, we have to look at it more broadly. We have to have a more holistic view of, you know, what am I looking for? What are the benefits that I'm looking to reap from starting this exercise program? And there's always a health benefit. And if you cross the threshold, if you work long enough, hard enough, and et cetera, you'll get a fitness benefit. But for the couch potato, something as simple as walking on a regular basis will yield you great health benefits and probably substantial fitness benefits because they have been inactive for so long, if not forever.
So
it
really
can't be as simple as something very basic.
Do you have to really get your doctors okay if you're someone who hasn't been exercising just to start walking? Obviously not, probably.
Probably not, because it's not what we call a vigorous exercise program. If it's something that's moderate to, you know, a little bit lighter than moderate, because you're just starting, you know, you might not need to go to the physician. Now, that there's a caveat here. It does not mean that you shouldn't at least get your annual physical and make sure you're okay, because that's one of the key things to do on a regular basis in order to maintain your health over the long term. So, I mean, if you've been seen by a doctor and you're, you know, risk free or at least disease free, you're probably in a good place to start something very basic as a walking program, which will give you great results especially if you're a beginner. Now, if you're an experienced exerciser who perhaps has been off the wagon for an extended period of time, someone who has exercised years and then they just stopped, they had a baby, this and that, and then 10 years later they're like, oh man, I got to do something. And this also goes for the inexperienced. You need to find something that's going to be convenient. Convenience is the key. If it's not convenient for you, you're not going to do it. You know, you got to work at getting to the gym, for example, you're not going to go to the gym. If you have to work at, you know, going, getting the swimming apparel and towels and this and that, and going to the Y so you can do your swim program, which you used to do as a kid, which is why you chose swimming, but, you know, it's a hassle for you now because of where you live or your hours or you got to pick up the kids or whatever it is, you're not going to do it. It has to be convenient. It has to be accessible, easy for you to reach and do on a regular basis.
So important. It's, that is so important. And, you know, as far as time goes, too, it has to be convenient. And everybody says, oh, I don't have time to exercise. But you also have to make the time. You cannot just expect that time is going to pop up in your day, as you say, about picking up the kids and doing all the things.
Right.
None of us have time, Neil.
You know, this is like such a perfect segue. I feel like we rehearsed this, because the next thing on my list is scheduling your exercise. You got to use your tools. Use your Outlook calendar or your smartphone, whatever you use to book your appointments with the doctor or your kids' appointments or your work appointments when you have a meeting or call or whatever. Whatever tool you use to schedule your work and daily activities, plug it in. Use that same tool to plug in the time that you are going to set aside for yourself. My favorite, given the crazy long days that I've worked my whole career, My favorite is to do it first thing in the morning. Why? Because
Mine too.
It's done. You know, I get up whatever time I have to in order to get my workout done, whether it's a 30-minute walk or a 2.5-hour lifting session, and I do it, get it done, and then I'm into my day. And there's no distraction, and that's been the most effective way for me to schedule my exercise. And
I
the
agree
last
with you
thing,
completely.
The last tip I want to give you is don't be shy. Seek help from a qualified fitness professional. You know, if you're a beginner and have no idea where to start, where to go, there's tons of information online. That is true. There's also tons of terrible information online. So, you know, ask around. Ask your neighbor. Ask your family, friends, etc. You know, if they know someone that you can at least trust for the basics, and seek them out. Seek out someone who can help you get started. Set real goals, realistic goals, goals that you're going to be able to attain, and they're safe, and et cetera. So you can get started and get on some kind of form, you know, a regular program that's going to yield you at least some results over the short term. And again, look at it very broadly, so you're looking down the road. This is a lifestyle thing. This is something that is going to benefit me over the long haul, not just over the next, you know, 6 weeks. Oh, yeah, I lost 10 pounds in 6 weeks. Yay! And now I can go back on my, you know, lousy diet and lousy everything else. So it's really a matter of getting the right information and then implementing in a very practical, very useful, very attainable way.
And getting the right information, making sure, as Neil says, that you get it from a credible source, such as right here on Radio MD in the show Train Your Body. With the American College of Sports Medicine, it does not get more credible than that. They are the gold standard. So beginning your exercise program, finding a convenient place, setting out your goals, making sure you schedule it just like you would schedule anything, brushing your teeth, taking the kids to the doctor. You do your schedule so that it becomes a part of your life that you cannot really live without. Okay, so what else do we do to get going?
Open the door and get your butt out the door.
No, that's, you know, you're right.
Or just get up off the couch. I mean, whatever it is that you're going to do, you know, you have to start. And in the beginning, you know, it's a new behavior. It's something different. But you got to get that impetus to get up and out and do whatever it is that you need to do in order to get started. You got to get started.
Okay, so you get your butt up off the couch, get out the door, run around, walk around, play with the kids, do something to give yourself some exercise. Now, Neil, in the last minute or so, minute and a half, wrap it all up. Beginning an exercise program, getting started, give us your best basic things we need to do so that we can make this a real part of our life.
Get off the couch. Make sure it's convenient. Make sure it's something that you will do, that will yield you the results that you're looking for over the short term, and over the long term, you'll reap the big health and fitness benefits. Number two, schedule. Schedule your time for you, the way you schedule everything else in your life, from your doctor's appointments to your work appointments. The one thing I haven't mentioned, which is really key in my opinion, is tracking your activity as well as your calories in. There are tools like MyFitnessPal for your smartphone. There's an online tools like the WebMD has a food and fitness planner, very easy to use. It amazes me how confused you might be about your calories in and calories out when you don't measure it and you don't track it. It's also very motivating to do. And finally, the help of a qualified fitness professional if you need it.
Beautifully put. Thank you so much, Neil Pyre. And that's the way you get started with your exercise. It's put into a nice, neat little package right there for you by us here at Radio MD. The show is Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. And be sure and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.